The Mind Aware, 712.
Hey, 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 Dana Wild here. Welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to leverage the power of mindset to build your business faster. Oh, yeah. As I said, I'm Dana Wild. I'm the host. And if you want to leverage the power of mindset and you'd like to do that every day, then I highly recommend to sign up for the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. Free daily newsletter. Just get that jolt of happiness in your inbox every morning by going to danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. Go check it out. Today, we're going to talk about believing in yourself and confidence. Before we get started, I really want to give an audience member a shout out because this very nice email that you sent to me actually covers your success, but it also gives us all a really good reminder and example. So I'm just going to read it. She wrote in and she said, "I just want to thank you for what you've done for me. I recently applied for a job, and even before finishing the application, I was contemplating the route I would take to work and what I would wear. I don't think I've ever had that type of mindset before, and I learned the true nature of being a brain trainer. Anytime I have a difficult task ahead of me, I do mantras and I rant to lead myself up to it. You have truly opened my world to possibility, so thank you." So first of all, of course, thank you. That is just such a lovely thing to take the time to share with me, and it's a big old feel-good. I love when I get stuff like this either by email or mail or reviews on the podcast or Facebook posts or whatever the case may be, so I really appreciate that. The other piece I want to say is what a great example for all of us. Like this idea of visualizing it as though it's already done. Like, this is powerful stuff. So this is a really nice reminder for all of us to follow in the footsteps of this audience member and do that. You've got something you want? You got something you're thinking about? What are you applying for in your life? Well, imagine it as though it's already happened. Visualize it. Future pace it. I love it. Okay, so today's question came in from an audience member who wrote, "I'm having trouble believing in myself and having confidence. In fact, I even struggle believing I'm capable." I'm capable at all is what she said. So let's talk about this. I wanted to talk about this particular one because I think many of us have had this experience. I mean, most of us can identify with how that feels. Not believing in ourselves, not having confidence. That's a pretty universal, I guess, depending on the person, but fairly universal, right? So obviously, the first thing I want to say is, if you do nothing and just continue to notice your small successes and build your business and go about your way, you'll eventually get more confident and you'll eventually start to feel capable just by default. Just by getting experience, just by noticing those small successes, you will automatically start having more and more confidence, start believing in yourself, start feeling like you're capable. So know very, very deep down inside of you that this is an issue you're having now that is going to sort itself out no matter what. No matter what you do, this is going to go away. You're going to feel better eventually, no matter what. As brain trainers, we can speed up the process. So I want to go into this with a caveat that I do an entire day on this topic called the Confidence Bootcamp. So as you can imagine, there are many tools and tips and tricks and all sorts of things that you can do to fix this. For the purpose of the show and for the length of time we got here, I want to really cut to the quick and just go right to brain training and talking about the story you're telling and the thing you're thinking in your head. Because here's the truth with a capital T for all of us when it comes to this topic and probably every topic, but you know, I don't want to be like hyperbole much. Okay, so let's just say this topic, without a doubt, the core issue or the core reality is that nobody else can fix this for you but you. You're the only one. And that goes for each and every one of us. This is an inside job. You are the only one who can think in your head. You are the only one that can intentionally think different thoughts. You are the only one that can allow a feeling of confidence or a feeling of belief to come over you. You are the only one. There is nobody else that can do this for you. And that goes for all of us. And frankly, knowing that you're the only one that can feel more confident, you're the only one that can believe in yourself, you're the only one that can think the thoughts that help you to feel more confident and believe in yourself, I would follow up with saying, what choice do you have? What choice do you have but to do that? No one else can do it for you. We're looking at this, and I guess we've got a few choices. So what choice do you have? Here are the choices. One, you can continue to feel bad about believing yourself or having confidence. Two, you can be aware and recognize it, which you've already done, and decide to shift it with some brain training. Or three, you can be aware and recognize it and just be okay with it and be happy no matter what, in spite of it. And those are both really good options. Both of those choices. I'm not a fan of option one. So leave option one out of the equation. So let's just assume that you wanted to feel better and believe in yourself. Feel more confident. Feel more capable. The reason you have any feelings at all opposite of that is because you're thinking thoughts that are opposite of that. So the problem is not the problem. The problem is that you keep thinking and talking about the problem. And I say that a lot, but really think about this. What does that mean? What that means is the problem is not that you have trouble believing in yourself or that you have a lack of confidence. The problem is that you keep saying it over and over again. I don't believe in myself. I'm struggling thinking I'm capable. I don't have confidence. I don't believe in myself. I'm struggling. I don't have confidence. I struggle to think I'm capable. We all do it. So, you know, I'm right here with you, sister. I've done it myself on so many different topics. Like, this is the heart of the issue that all of us have. We recognize something that we want. We recognize something that is a problem. We recognize something that's annoying or that we want to change or that we feel bad about. And we think about it and we talk about it and we think about it and we talk about it. So you're not going to immediately right this second make a switch and say, okay, well, thanks. I'll just start walking around going, I am confident. I am confident. I am confident. Like, that's not going to happen. It's unrealistic, right? So what will you do instead? Well, four steps, right? First step, be aware. You're already aware of it. So that's great. Second step, decide. Do I want to start to feel more confident? And if I do, then I've got to start thinking differently. And that's step three. I must find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels better. How can I do that? I can't say, I feel confident, I feel confident, I feel confident. But I can maybe say, ooh, busted. Dana's right. She's right. I have been milking this story without intending to milk it. And I do really realize, like, if I'm honest with myself, really honest with myself, even though I don't believe in myself all the time or I don't believe I'm capable, I know I've done some things. Like, I've accomplished some things. I've had some successes. It's not like I've never, ever, ever had any success at all in any arena in my whole life. Like, it's almost silly. So there is certainly evidence that I can learn how to do things. And there's certainly evidence that I can have a success once I believe that I can have the success. I like the idea of believing in myself. And I like the idea of feeling confident. And I like the idea of finding thoughts that feel good. I like the idea of thinking in my head. I like the idea of shifting my emotions by thinking in my head. I like the idea of feeling more confident. I'm open for feeling more confident. I really think that it's possible for me to feel more confident. I wouldn't have the question. The question came to my mind because it is possible. And so I like that. That's a good sign. And I have had moments where I believed in myself. So it's not like I've never experienced it. I have had moments where I believed in myself. And I have had successes where I felt capable. And so I know what that feeling feels like. And I know I've had it before. And I'm open to having it again. And I like the idea of feeling more confident on a day-to-day basis. I even like saying the word confident. I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling confident. I like that. I like that just saying the words kind of feel good. I'm open to believing in myself. Believing in myself. Belief. Believing in myself. I like the idea of believing in myself. I'm open to it. I like the idea of being capable. I like the feeling of what it would feel like to be capable. It feels good to know that these things are possible for me. I'm open to them. I can feel things starting to shift. I can feel the emotions starting to shift. Okay, so I'm going to stop there because what do we do? Maybe 60 seconds, maybe 120 seconds. And I'll bet you started to feel the emotional shift. That's the work, that's the play, as we like to call it, rather than the work. That's it. That's it. You have to be the proactive thinker in your head. Okay, now I'm going to give you a little bonus tip here because I mentioned a second ago that you had a third choice. You could either believe in yourself, use words to believe in yourself, or you could just forget about it, don't worry about it, and feel good anyway. What we just did there with all those little words strung together to induce a feeling of feeling more believing and feeling more capable and feeling more confident, you can also use words to shift your emotions, to use words like, you know what? I am so sick of telling this story and maybe I don't feel believing and maybe I don't feel confident, but I'm getting results anyway. Use that word, but, that powerful word, but, it negates everything that goes before it. Use it to tell that new story. Everything that is said before the word but, your brain does not hear it. It only hears what's after it. You know what? I've been saying I don't believe in myself in such a long time, and I still don't believe in myself, but I'm getting results anyway. But I'm feeling better. But I'm still having successes. But I'm still making money. But the money is still flowing in. So you can have it however you want to. This is the beauty of being a brain trainer. You can shift the feelings of belief, you can shift the results, you can shift your outside reality and the things that are coming to you, all based on how you think. But, notice this, let me drop the but. I'm going to flip the but. You can shift all of these things because you're the only one that can think in your head. You are the only one who can think in your head. Isn't that great? I know you've got this. Get those mantras flowing. Feel good. Feel good. Get those mantras flowing. Say nice things to yourself. Be good to yourself. Be good to yourself. You totally have got this.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.